A beautiful relationship. After years of denying that her sight was failing and trying to get around without using mobility aids, Liz Wheeler began to rely on other people to help her. As time wore on and her vision worsened, she became scared to leave her own home.
About 3 years ago, I started to find it really difficult to safely cross roads and navigate footpaths. I was unable to cook and I couldn't get up and down the stairs in my house easily. It was a very unsafe situation and I lost my confidence.
At 18, Liz had been diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, but it was her great aunt who recognised the symptoms.
When I got out of the car, she waved to me from a balcony, and I didn't wave back, and then she noticed I ran my hands across the walls to locate where I was. I just thought this was normal.
At the age of 23, Liz was forced to hand back her driver's licence, and at 26, she was declared legally blind. But it was still a number of years before she sought help. Liz has now lost about 95% of her vision and expects the little remaining sight she has to continue diminishing. Although she didn't realise it at the time, a guide dog was exactly what she needed. That's when Poppy came into her life and Liz found her freedom again.
I wanted a dog with lots of energy. That's exactly what I got. Poppy pushes me to leave the house, and this helped a lot with my confidence. Everything just became easier with Poppy. The same path that had taken me 20 minutes to navigate on my own only took 5 minutes with a guide dog. It was amazing. I felt like I could walk at the same pace as I did before I lost my sight. Poppy loves apples. I attend uni once a week, and the students often swap seats in our class so we can get to know each other better. I don't know who I will sit next to, but I can guarantee one thing. If there is a person in the room who has an apple in their bag, I will end up sitting next to them. Poppy has changed everything for me and opened up my world. She knows when I'm feeling anxious or panicking, and she will just sit with me. If I'm nervous, she will pick up on that and be more assertive to give me confidence. She knows me so well. I can't imagine life without her, and I believe she speaks a lot more English than she gets credit for. I was out one day and running early for an appointment, so I decided to test her and see. I asked Poppy to find coffee. Once she had the command, her tail started wagging and tug went the harness as she led me down a corridor, through a door, past some tables and to a counter where a barista was making coffee. I have used this command with great success several times since, except on one occasion she took me into a cafe, past the counter and to a table where she placed her nose on another customer's full cup of coffee. Now that was accurate.